And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yeah, hello there, and happy Thursday to you. And this is indeed Chuck Roberts, and we're going to be sending things over to Cottonwood in just a little bit with BGSU graduate and Findlay native Casey Rooney, who is the Economic Development Director for the town of Prescott Valley. I, too, attended BGSU, and we are both Falcons. How about that? So we're going to talk to Casey and his special guest, and we're going to talk a little bit about security and safety in the Verde Valley. We'll be back right after these words.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442 9116. That's 442 9116.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
All right, you can't get rid of me that easy. I'm back again. Speaking of baseball, it's time for Casey at the Bat. Our buddy Casey Rooney over in Cottonwood, economic developer for the last 9 years. Hey, what's going on over there?
Chuck, you're a BGSU guy?
I sure am. Back in the early 60s.
You're an awesome guy, you know?
I know I am. I'm that, what were our color, orange and brown?
Yeah, I think that is kind of weird. Color,
burnt orange.
But, yeah. Hey, we need to go back for an alumni party or something.
Oh, you think they'll have us?
Well, hey, thanks, Chuck. We need to talk over old times here about Bowling Green one of these days. And, you know, you mentioned that I've been with the city for 9 years. Actually, I've been here for 11 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Believe that? How time flies when you're having fun.
Well, I know that you are having fun because that is a jumping area of the world over in Cottonwood. And you got a special guest today. You going to tell us a little bit more about it?
I do. I've got our Cottonwood Police Chief, Steve Gazelle, with me today. And he's been here for, I don't know, how long have you been in Cottonwood now, Steve? It's probably, what, a year or so?
Good afternoon. Well, again, same story repeats itself. Almost two years.
Two. Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. I want to welcome our listeners, radio group listeners, and to Talk of the Town. As Chuck mentioned, I'm Casey Rooney, the Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood, and Chief Gazelle is with me today, and as you just heard, he's been here for 2 years, and we're blessed to have Chief Gazelle with us today, and I want to hit a couple issues here today, Chief. You know, this issue of what happened in Las Vegas with the shooting, I'm sure that a lot of our listeners are getting the spin, maybe it's not spin, but, you know, the national news reports, what's going on, and listening to CNN and MSNBC and all that stuff. And I'm sure that even here at KQNA and Arizona's Hometown Radio Group, they've been talking about it. But I want to talk a little bit about it. We only have a few minutes, but I know that this is on people's minds. You know, we're talking about it here today. I've been talking to other people about it. I'm not overly dwelling on it. But what is your advice, Chief, for concerned citizens that wonder if that could happen here? What would you tell them? I mean, I hate to think that that's even a likelihood, but there is that likelihood. What would you tell people about that possibility?
Well, you know, first of all, our hearts go out, obviously, to the victims, their families, and also the first responders that were involved in this unprecedented, horrific event. When I say unprecedented, the number of deaths and the mechanism and how this diabolical act was carried out. But it's a complex question. It's a complex issue. I think it's a repeating nightmare for American society that here we go again. And I think part of the dialogue and discussion that I hear is, you know, at what point does this become commonplace in American society, and what can we do to address it, mitigate it, and reduce the future prospects of demented individuals or individuals that are fueled by hate. Yeah. A lot of this, in my opinion, is not about your stereotypical mentally ill person. I think a lot of these people have obviously the ability to calculate something as complex and as diabolical as this attack is not the work of an insane individual that we picture in our minds. So we've got to start asking ourselves some hard cultural questions of how are we generating these types of individuals that are so filled with hate, that are so lost, that this is their way out or their way to make their mark on this world. And I really think that's the question.
Yeah. What a terrible way to make your mark on the world and on life. I mean, that's a shame.
I'm not trying to dodge your question. Going back to your question, yeah. I think you were asking, what can you do? What can we do? Beyond that is starting to be involved in conversations about really, let's look at this from a problem solution perspective. Get politics out as much as you can in this world anymore, mm-hmm. and get ideology out and start talking about logical steps, if there are steps. And I think a lot of us, you know, there's a lot of discussion going on of certainly give and take and decisions that our society has to make. But really, some of the root causes and what can we do and how does this start and how can we change the path that a lot of these individuals that are on. But having said that, from a preventative standpoint, because there are going to be these individuals, I think there's little doubt in most people's minds that this isn't going to be the last. And, going back to the adage of it takes a village, mm-hmm. I think that most people should realize at this point, and even this particular incident, both the addressing of it, the mitigation. I mean, there are so many stories of heroism amongst that crowd, which is chock full of off-duty cops, off-duty firefighters, off-duty paramedics, medical personnel. but there were always there was also a lot of what we would consider everyday citizens that don't wear uniforms that were there that performed, and in many ways, this is America, you know, an example of Americans in their finest moment in the most difficult circumstances. Mm-hmm. And I think looking at that and looking at how it was addressed, it took far more than government to effectively address this. You had the private sector involved, and it went so far beyond on the government, as the government certainly can't do it alone. And I'm always the guy that says, if you're looking for particularly the police to solve complex social issues or many complex problems, many times we need the assistance of the community, and that would be my answer to that, is start being aware, start being vocal, and start looking for what's fact and what's fiction. You know, you mentioned spin in the media, and I think a lot of your listeners realize at this point that, like I do, that, you know, what you see on the web and what you see on television are many times not accurate. And starting to really try to ask yourself and push conversations that direction based in facts and logic so we can see what we can do to stem this insanity.
Well Chief, has this event changed your perspective at all? I mean, have you guys at the police department had conversations about this since that happened? I mean, this is, from what I understand, one of the biggest mass shootings that's ever happened in the United States. Have you guys been having conversations about this?
Well, we always do, and it's obviously we're in an odd business that focuses on horrific events and analyzing them, and we generally do it very well in our industry. But this one in particular, this adds a new page to and call it what it is. I mean, it's certainly has a terrorist effect, if it wasn't, your textbook definition of extremist terrorism or even homegrown terrorism, it still has that effect where people now are second-guessing whether they're going to go to large venues and concerts and so forth. But certainly we talk about this. This is adding a new page to that, much like 9/11 did with the use of aircraft. This is the first time we've seen something like this. And again, to address this, we've got to start having dialogues beyond government, because it's going to involve discussions on when we have these large gatherings, when we have, in this instance, high-rise buildings. I will guarantee you things are going to change in a lot of these venues when there's these types of similar structures and geographical orientations. There's going to be different considerations, just like there was after 9/11 with air travel.
Yeah, I was watching the baseball game last night, the Diamondbacks and the Colorado Rockies, and I was just thinking, man, I mean, I thought about this. I thought about this shooting, and I really, didn't dwell on it or anything, but I was thinking, man, there's like 50,000 people there, and if somebody wanted to do something weird, they could, and I'm sure that places were just loaded with police officers and undercover-type people all over the place, and nothing happened. And I was so glad that it was just a great baseball game and nobody got hurt and the Diamondbacks won. But hey Steve, we're going to take a quick break here and we'll be back in just a minute or so. So hang in here with me.
Sounds good.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp deals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
The long and winding road.
Remember that thing called curb appeal? That's exactly what Prescott Dirt gives you. No, we're not talking about dirt. We're talking about beautiful flagstone or paver walkways that lead to your door. I'm Sam from Prescott Dirt, and we are now the only retail outlet in Northern Arizona of beautiful Pioneer pavers for your yard, patio, or walkway. See our displays of Pioneer pavers at both our Prescott and Prescott Valley locations, and we'll rock a new look for your landscape. See for yourself at PrescottDirt.com.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads, but we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter, and not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Hey! Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
The friendliest place to dine on Highway 69. The food is so divine. The Audie's family. The wait staff is delightful. They're fast and so insightful. You're sure to end the night full. The Audie's family. So do yourself a favor. Have dinner with your neighbor. We've got your favorite flavor. The Audie's family.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Hey, I'm glad you joined us this Thursday. We're going to be sending things back to Cottonwood here in just a little bit. And, you know, I was listening to the chief of police and Casey talking. Reminded me way back, there was a guy named Charles Whitman who got on top of a tower at the University of Texas and started plunking away. And, you know, if someone's determined, I don't know what you can do about it. They can take a great big truck and run through a crowd of people. If they, I just don't know. As the chief said, what are you going to do about somebody who's full of hate? They can plan things. They're not just wacko. They're hatefully wacko, and they have a kind of an out plan. I think this guy was even trying to escape. I guess for some reason he thought he'd get away with it. And then a final thought. Many of you know who Bill Gutekunst is. He's a writer for the Arizona Republic. And he posted on Facebook, he said, when he woke up that morning, he said, oh, no. And his daughter said, what's up? And he says, oh, it's the worst mass shooting ever in the United States. And she said, again? So there you go. All right, Casey, take it away.
Okay, thanks, Chuck. I appreciate it. Again, our guest today is Police Chief Steve Gazelle from Cottonwood, and we're talking about the Las Vegas shooting. Not even so much about the shooting, but the mentality that goes on, and the hysteria and political correctness and all kinds of other things. I mean, Steve, I noticed, heard something the other day, and they were saying every time something like this happens, that more people go out and buy guns, or the stock prices on gun companies go up. Gosh, you know, how many guns does every person need in this world? I don't know. I have one old shotgun that was my great-grandfather's, and that's all I've got. I wouldn't know how to shoot if I had to, and I've never had a problem. But I guess, you know, you look at things like this, and people do have problems. How do you respond to things like that?
Well, let me take what Chuck said and expand on that and play amateur sociologist here for a second. I'll stick my neck out a little bit. So Chuck mentioned that, you know, the mass shootings, and you know, very famous one decades and decades ago, this has been going on for a long time. What's changed, there's a number of things that's changed, and I've been in policing for 29 years, and the just loose observations that you know, I've made when I started as a rookie in 1989, I rarely heard the term of the dispatcher say subject off their medication. And when I left, and this is when I worked for the city of Scottsdale for 20 years, and when I left Scottsdale, it was a routine. You would hear it multiple times a day 20 years later. So a lot of things have changed since that the shooting that Chuck mentioned. The the drug dependence, and I have to start taking a look at where is the health of our society and what are the cultural influences that drive people, again, to this level of hate. And, you know, my guess is probably good as anyone else, but that's one observation I've made is the just absolute incidence or the dependence on not just illicit drugs, but pharmaceutical drugs. And the other game changer we have is what we call social media. And as you know, that, you know, as a police chief, I've been a police chief, this is my seventh year. And I can tell you anymore, if I have a police-involved shooting, it'll be on Facebook before I get a call in many cases. And that was never the way it was. And then it spun and it creates its own news. And much of that news is erroneous. It's corrosive. And I think it's, you know, I'll postulate that it's affecting the American psyche. We've got in some corners of our society, we have an entitlement culture that's enabled people to believe that you know, you can be anything you want to be, and if you can't reach that goal, it's someone else's fault. And we've got to stop that. We really have to stop that because it's not true, it's not accurate, and I will never be a nuclear physicist or a math teacher, I can tell you that. But our level of civil discourse is at an all-time high. I think many people use the term cultural civil war. We can't have any constructive dialogue. We can't disagree with anyone anymore, it seemingly. And every you know, disagreement becomes into labeling politics, and we dehumanize people. That's been going on for years, particularly with the police, as an example of just dehumanizing a mass swath of our society that, ironically, are the good guys in 99.999% of the time. So, I just think all those things are mixed in to how we get here, and which is pretty complex if I'm even remotely close to being accurate.
Yeah. I just think there's a certain amount of paranoia out there right now, especially after, you know, seeing this shooting and hearing about it and everything. How do you use people's minds? I mean, what do you do? How do you help people work their way through this? Because I think there's, you know, anxiety among people right now about this, and I try not to dwell on that too much, but I know it's out there, and I know social media kind of, I don't want to say encourages it, but somehow it's being encouraged, you know, to be part of the social media. So we're bombarded by all this stuff, and then a certain amount of paranoia comes in, and then more people are buying guns and carrying guns.
Right.
Where does that take
us? I can tell you, you know, briefly, a couple of years ago, I was very privileged to go with a number of police chiefs. Not here, it was when I was in California. We went to Israel on a ADL-sponsored trip, Anti-Defamation League-sponsored trip, and we interfaced with the Israeli military and their police force. And talk about a resilient culture. This is a country that experiences terrorism like no other the civilized country outside some of the third world countries that are total anarchy and chaos. Mm-hmm. And very similar in many ways to our culture in America. And I can tell you that Israelis are some of the most positive people that I met over there, even though they've endured this. So what we see, which is obviously magnified by social media and the mainstream media, who, quite frankly, they profit from this type of news. I mean, it's reality. And they'll spin it and run it, you know, that's probably doing them a disservice in some cases. There's reputable media outlets, but they will run with these stories. If there's interest, they will run it. But so it creates a perception that can certainly lend itself to paranoia. And, you know, I would just go back to, you know, the phrase that you see on a lot of T-shirts that was coined during World War II, and that's drive on. And that's the American spirit is, hey, we've got to not let this affect our psyche and really... You know, all those cultural elements that we talked about in the divisive situation that we find ourselves, polarized situation we find ourselves in this country, we've got to cut through that, come together as Americans, and start really asking hard questions to find some solutions here.
So when you were in Israel, is there as much of a gun culture there as there is here?
You know, I would say the market difference in Israel is their system goes so far beyond the government, and it goes to private security. You know, they have their culture is dramatically different. Most able-bodied adults do mandatory military or police service, and then after they exit the military, the police, they're still involved in the network that provides this kind of safety net that we have really no experience in implementing something like that. And I don't even know if Americans would tolerate the level of intrusion that Israeli culture lives with day in and day out. But they are a culture which is something that we have slipped in, and you mentioned it, we slipped into this PC culture where we don't want to say anything, we don't want to offend anyone. If we see something, and quite frankly, even before the environment that we're in now, we routinely in police work will hear citizens say, well, after something terrible happens, I just didn't know if I should call. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. Mm-hmm. And we want to stress, if you see something, say something. And the bottom line is, it's the old adage, it's better to be safe than sorry. In this instance, you know, I have to believe that with the arsenal that this individual brought up to his room, that somebody noticed something and went, that's kind of odd, and didn't say anything. And yeah. I think we need to switch and change from that and risk offending someone in the interest of doing the right thing for the right reasons.
Yeah, and I just wonder, you know, you talked about an arsenal. I wonder how many, you know, people out there have arsenals. I mean, there's, you know, like I said, I got my great-grandfather's shotgun that I wouldn't know how to shoot if I brought it out. But then there are these other people that have, you know, 30 guns at home. I'm not insinuating that's a bad thing. I'm just saying.
Right. I know plenty of people that are responsible gun owners that are gun collectors that have many, many weapons. And, you know, and this, unfortunately, is probably going to deteriorate nationally on a political environment where it's going to deteriorate into a ideological-based argument to score one for our team and attack the other team, and that'll go back and forth, and ultimately we don't get anywhere. And yeah. With any type of law, because I can tell you right now with this one, and I'll try to be as apolitical as I can in relation to gun control, but the bottom line is there's a myriad of laws that were in place that this individual obviously broke. And that's the question, I believe, when it comes to analyzing this from a problem-solving perspective. If you're going to go to, okay, this was the mechanism, in this case, he had this arsenal, and you're going to legislate, then I think our legislators need to articulate how that would have averted this situation or going to help in the future. And I'm not saying there isn't. I'm just saying that just throwing out rhetoric, that's not helpful, and many times there's ulterior motive that's not in the public safety interest.
Yeah. Well, Steve, I really want to thank you for joining us today. To me, it's a very interesting conversation. I know it's on my mind. I know it's on the mind of a lot of different people right now, and you've kind of clarified a few things. I really appreciate your perspective, and I appreciate what you do for our community, and I think we got an awesome police department, and I feel secure in our community, and I want all of our citizens of Yavapai County to hopefully feel the same way and not let this drive them crazy. But, Steve, thank you so much for joining us today, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Pleasure anytime. Thank you.
Bye.
And are you... Are you done talking, Casey?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that was a great, great interview. And, you know, I agree with you. We should say thanks to the police, whatever their department is, whether it's state or county or local. And just say, you know, if you see them, say thanks.
Yeah, I think it's important. I mean, they don't have an easy job. They're sticking up for us, and they're doing a good job and keeping us safe. And you know, that's really important. That's part of a quality of life in the community.
Absolutely.
So Chuck, thank you for giving me the time to talk to our audience today, and I look forward to talking again soon.
All right. Thank you very much. Casey Rooney, who is the economic developer. Director for the city of Cottonwood for 11 years, not nine. My bad. But we're going to come back. We're going to talk to somebody from the city of Prescott here in just a little bit and talk about the Veterans Day parade that's coming up in a town that's just full of us veterans. We'll be back with more on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM around the world on KQ&A.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV.
I ordered some Andro 400. I'm losing weight, though, around the belly, really quickly. Some of the pants that didn't fit me, now they're falling off my hips. There's been a noticeable increase in energy. Then this stuff works. It does work.
That's what Bill said after taking Andro 400 for a month. Now listen to what Richard says about Andro 400.
I did a lot of research on it before I ordered it because I've tried other products in the past and they haven't worked. But this, I could not believe the difference literally within a month. Since I started taking it, I have lost 37 pounds. It was belly fat. I could get weight off, but I could never get the tummy off. Now the tummy's coming off and I have more energy than I've had in 20 years.
Guys, if you too want to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger like Richard, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435.
For the first time ever, the Ram BRCA Pro Rodeo Finals are coming to the Prescott Valley Event Center this weekend. See the top rodeo stars from Arizona and New Mexico compete for a chance to make it to the national finals. Tickets start at just $10 for a full night of rodeo action and entertainment. Suite and VIP packages, including dinner, are also available. Get your tickets now at the Event Center box office or through Ticketmaster. The Ram BRCA Pro Rodeo Finals is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Go online to PrescottValleyEventCenter.com. Sponsored by Little Dealer Little Prices.
Good ride, cowboy.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities. KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. A Prescott man has been arrested in Nebraska after 20 pounds of methamphetamine was located in his vehicle. Nebraska State Patrol troopers made a stop on a vehicle traveling at 87 miles per hour just before 11 Monday morning. After talking to the driver, troopers determined there was probable cause for a search of the vehicle. 20 packages of methamphetamine were located, along with 4.5 pounds of high-grade marijuana. The drugs have an estimated street value of $225,000. 45-year-old Sean Kramer has been booked into the Seward County Jail on possession of methamphetamine and marijuana with intent to deliver charges. A short film intended to raise awareness about bullying will be shown at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center at 6 tonight.
Bully Fighters, which is based on a true story, is about an attorney who takes three teens to court on manslaughter charges after they bully a girl into committing suicide. The film will be followed by a panel discussion. During a live appearance on Tuesday's Q&A with host DJ Phone on KQ&A, anti-bullying advocate Rhonda Orr explained discussion on preventing bullying needs to start early.
We are doing new programs. I'm going into Mile High Middle School, and we're doing civility leadership academies. And within that, we're doing five different classes on every Monday and trying to get every semester with all of the students.
Bobby Kipper, founder of the National Center for the Prevention of Community Violence, describes what his role in tonight's red carpet premiere will be.
I'll be conducting three workshops, and there'll be a workshop for the community prior to the movie event at Yavapai College. I'll also be on the panel. Our organization is the one that sort of helped bring bully fighters in.
Yavapai College Police Chief Gerald Monahan and Detective James Tobin are scheduled to join Orrin Kipper in the panel discussion. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Arizona Diamondbacks advanced to the National League Division Series with an 11-8 win over the Colorado Rockies last night. Game 1 against the Los Angeles Dodgers is at 7:30 tomorrow night, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight with smoke still visible in the Prescott area from a prescribed burn. Sunny skies in the forecast through our weekend.
Expect an overnight low of 46 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 79 tomorrow and a high of 80 on Saturday. 50 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 89 and a high on Saturday of 91. Talk of the town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
So what do you have planned for the second Saturday of every month? That's right, the second Saturday of every month. Well, get out your calendar and mark down smoked St. Louis ribs at Prescott Brewing Company. Served all day, all night, a nice stack of ribs, surrounded by house-made cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Roxanne here. Did I say second Saturday of every month? Right here at Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott for over 23 years.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
So I was listening to the Diamondbacks game last night on this here radio station here. We were ahead 6-0. So I thought, well, I'll take the dog out for a walk. You know, it looks like we got this under control. I come back from walking the dog at 6-4. I said, wow, is this the eighth inning already? No.
It's very exciting.
Oh, my goodness. And it was on the radio, so I got to hear it before it was on TV. And so that's kind of fun. And we'll be back at it tomorrow night right here on KQNA.
Against my Dodgers.
Oh, those poor Dodgers. Anyhow, we have Michelle Stacy Schroeder, who is here, fellow veteran.
Yes.
How many years were you in the service?
8 years in the Army.
Oh, boy.
Fun times.
That was the greatest time. What'd you do? What was your MOS?
At first, when I was active duty, I worked with the Patriot Missile System. And then I did 4 years in the reserves, and I did civil affairs. So from 2003 to 2004, I was in Iraq, spent a little time in Baghdad, spent a little time in Ramadi.
And
So
you heard some loud noises over there.
Things that go boom in the night.
Oh, yeah. Well, and now you work for the city of Prescott in community affairs?
I work for the Recreation Services Department, and my main focus...
So Joe Baines works for you?
Yes, Mr. Joe Baines, the one and only.
He works for you now.
Well, no, he does. I work
you
for
told
him,
me
we work together.
He's a great guy. He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, but the majority of my focus is with special events, and I get to be the coordinator of this fantastic parade.
And the parade is coming up the 11th?
Then November 11th.
What? That sounds like a... What kind of... Is that a holiday?
It is. It's our holiday. It's Veterans Day.
Veterans Day parade in a town full of veterans with a VA hospital.
Yes. And, you know, we actually partner with the VA hospital here. We have a great sponsor. APS stepped up and they took on the title sponsorship to help us promote this parade. It's been a great partnership. So, yeah, the Veterans Day Parade is November 11th.
What is the route like, similar to the 4th of July parade?
It's very similar. It will start at the corner of Cortez and Willis Street. It will head south on Cortez, make a right-hand turn on Goodwin, and then shoot down Whiskey Row all the way down to Sheldon, and it's going to be great.
You helped with this last year, didn't you?
I did. I coordinated last year.
How many entrants do we have?
Last year we had about 84. Now we have about 46. The deadline to register is October 20th. So I think we're on a good pace to be a little bit bigger and better than we were last year.
And the theme is just veterans?
No, actually this year the theme is honoring all who have served. Let us never forget. I think it was great to encompass everybody. We have a great plan for our grand marshals. We have them all locked in. We're going to have one representative from each branch of the service. We've partnered up with the Prescott Vet Set Club. They are going to try to find us matching Corvettes for our different branches. So we're trying to find a green one for the Army and a red one for the Marines.
Louis Gomez going to handle that?
Actually, Jerry Jones.
Oh, okay.
Rick, I can't remember his last name.
Last name not known.
Right. But they're on our committee, so they help us plan it out and help us coordinate it. And, of course, they'll follow up the end of the parade with a black Corvette and a POW MIA flag in the back. So it's going to be great.
So we have a grand marshal from the Army, Navy, military, Marines, and Navy. What am I missing here?
Army, Navy, Marines.
Oh,
Air Force. And Coast Guard. Yes, we've got one.
You got
from
a Coast Guard guy
one,
up there.
It's a actually a female.
I knew as soon as I said guy, which is to me, a guy is kind of a multi.
Yeah.
But. And so they will be riding in a Corvette of their choice, and then they get to keep it after. Oh, no, I guess.
No, they don't get to keep it.
Okay.
But yeah, we worked really hard with the VA to find a representative from each branch. We actually have two female grand marshals, one for the Air Force and one for the Coast Guard. And so they will, after the Honor Guard, they will be soon to following and start that parade.
Yeah, you know, now Mary Dillinger is kind of
she is
coordinator there. And I think she sent me an email, and I'm trying to remember who it was. There's someone at the hospital that has just turned 100 near a World War II vet. Do you know about that?
Yes, I believe his name is Mr. Briggs. He is a 100-year-old Navy veteran.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, our Marine Corps veteran is a co-talker.
Oh,
so that's going to be exciting to meet him and have him be a part. We're working on a 90-plus-year-old Army veteran. Can't say any names because he's got to check his calendar. He might be busy that day.
Oh, I see.
I think it's great to honor different periods of service, you know, different wars, different battles. Recognizing the different branches. Some of us get a little bit more notoriety than others, but I think all of them are
equally
important.
Well, you were in harm's way for quite a while, young lady.
I was, but, you know, just, for example, the hurricanes that we've had, the Coast Guard, they were a tremendous help.
But,
they
you ever go on Ancestry and check on different things? And I was looking back, my great grandfather or great-great fought in the Spanish-American War. My father, I grew up in Philadelphia. He worked at an oil refinery at the beginning of the 40s. And that after Pearl Harbor, of course, all the refineries, it was Sinclair Refinery and Marcus Hook, that was considered a very sensitive job because they didn't know who was going to come and try and blow them up. But he also was in the Coast Guard there. Of course, I was in the Army. My daughter was in the Navy. My little brother was in the Marines. So, you know, when you reach out and touch, the likelihood in this area, you're going to find yourself a service member.
Oh, yeah. I've got a lot of that in my family, too. Both of my grandfathers were in the Navy. I had a great uncle who was in the Marine Corps. We have some Air Force. And I get the notoriety in my family of being the only female to have served. So that's kind of neat in its own respect.
Where did you have? Did you go through basic training?
I went through basic training in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri.
Oh, is it nice and warm and humid there?
It was very humid. Mm-hmm. We were there during tornado season, so we got lots of tornado warnings and had to go seek shelter. And
yeah, one of my favorite things is when you're standing at attention and you're not to move, and the mosquitoes or the sand fleas decide that they want to play along with you.
The mosquitoes The mosquitoes
soldier.
Were something to be had in Iraq as well.
Really?
Because we were right along the river.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I remember waking up one morning and I had a big mosquito bite right on my top lip.
But you were not to move.
It looked like somebody punched me right square in the mouth.
Well, did you get a Purple Heart for that?
No, I didn't. Okay. No, I didn't.
All right. Now, we're going to take a break now? Yeah. Do you want to take a break, Bill? Bill says yes, because I want to talk more about the parade, obviously, and how people could sign up to be in it, and the cost, if anything, to be in the parade. We'll talk all about that in just a little bit with our guest, who is with the City of Prescott. Her name is Michelle Stacy Schroeder.
Yes, it is.
USA retired. We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and throughout the Verde Valley. And if you're lucky enough to have an internet device wherever you are, KQNA.com. We'll be right back. Don't move.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
The friendliest place to dine on Highway 69. The food is so divine.
The Audie's family.
The wait staff is delightful. They're fast and so insightful. You're sure to end the night full.
The Audie's family.
So do yourself a favor. Have dinner with your neighbor. We've got your favorite flavor.
The Audie's family.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season. No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your temperature on target with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Log on at GettlesHDM.com. Now offering plumbing repair and service. That's GOETTLS.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Scare up a good time at Cliff Castle Casino's Rock and Roll Halloween Weekend starting Friday, October 27th with the Halloween Cash Coffin. Earn entries all month for a chance to win. Over $35,000 in cash and prizes are available, including a $10,000 cash prize at 11:30 p.m. On Saturday, the area's best costume contest starts at 7 p.m. with over $3,500 in cash prizes. The party continues on Sunday with hot seats and a free show with Kiss Army and the Dragonfly Lounge at 7 p.m. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Friend of those who want no friend. That is I, McGee. Our guest, a veteran young lady, a veteran of the United States Army.
Who?
Baghdad. And, were you?
In Ramadi.
Ramadi.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Stacy Schroeder, you currently work for the city of Prescott, and I guess it is your duty, a happy one it is, to help coordinate the Veterans Day Parade in downtown Prescott coming up here on Saturday, November 11th, which is, of course, Veterans Day.
Yes.
And tell me more about the master of ceremonies, the parade, all the pageantry that's going to go into it, and then we'll talk about how people can get involved in marching in that parade. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we will have a opening ceremony that will start at 10:30. It'll be on the stage facing the courthouse square where Union and Cortez Street meet. We will have a special seating area for veterans that are coming from the VA hospital. We will also have additional seating for other veterans who are just there and by themselves want some place to sit so they can see and watch the ceremonies. We have some guest speakers. Mayor Oberg will be speaking. Dr. Ayers from Embry-Riddle will be there. We have Dr. Jones from the VA hospital. And we also have Mr. Schiavone from APS because they are our corporate sponsor, title sponsor. So he will be there as well. Our master of ceremonies, it's really exciting. It's going to be County Supervisor Jack Smith.
Fellow MP.
Yes, yes. And then we have Congressman Gosar coming to say the Pledge
Good.
Of Allegiance for
Good.
Us.
Good.
We'll have a national anthem sung. We will have a color guard post the colors. We're working with Embry-Riddle to do a flyover.
Oh, cool.
And prior to that, we're trying to work with, there's an organization called Team Red, White, and Blue. They're heavily involved in doing recreation programs and recreational functions, activities with veterans. There's branches all over the United States, and there's a gentleman here locally named John Markham. He kind of heads it up, and he leads hikes, and they go bowling up in Flagstaff. He's trying to coordinate with one of the CrossFit gyms in town to do a WOD for Warriors. I don't know if you're familiar with it. I've done CrossFit one time, and I swore I would never do it again because it hurt so bad.
We're not kids anymore.
Right. But it's just a way to pay tribute to veterans, and we're encouraging veterans to sign up for that as well. Once I have more information, I'd be happy to come back on your show and share that information. That's a work in progress. But the opening ceremonies will start at 10:30, right there on the courthouse, or excuse me, on Union Street in Cortez. And then the parade will start at 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, we'll have police officers, motor officers lead the parade starting from Willis and Cortez. They will then stop in front of the stage at 11:11, and the mayor will then read the proclamation for Armistice Day. And then the parade will then continue on.
Outstanding. And as you mentioned earlier, we're going to have 100-year-old veterans and from all the branches. Not all of them going to be 100, but you have a code talker. He can't be a spring chicken either.
I imagine not.
Yeah. So you're going to see some real American heroes from the greatest generation and the people that followed in their footsteps who now are too. Heroes.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because our hope is to find currently serving members of the armed forces to walk beside the Corvettes with our veterans so that people can see here you have somebody that served in World War II and now here you have somebody walking
Vietnam.
Right next to them that's currently serving, that will someday be a veteran and join us in those ranks.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. It's kind of exciting for you to put all this together.
It is. Last year was the first year I was responsible for coordinating it, and it wasn't my choice. I have a great committee of community volunteers.
Yeah.
They wanted to honor female veterans. So last year we honored women veterans, and they kept pushing me, you got to be in. I said, no, I want to be completely on the outside. I want to help grab the numbers, put people in place where they need to be, and so that they can go with the flow. And this year they're trying to get me to get back in there and haven't really decided if I'm going to...
Well, you've got this duty covered right here, haven't you?
I do.
How do people get in? How can people participate if they want to be in the parade?
Okay, well, we have the application on our website. That's www.prescott-az.gov. If you go to the recreation...
I think we can drop the www. I think
some people do, some people don't.
Okay, all right.
But if you go to the Recreation Services tab and click on Programs and Special Events, there's a block of information there for the Veterans Day Parade. The flyer is right below it, and you click on that, print it out, fill it out, and send it in. It's also on the Prescott Tourism website, visit-prescott.org. There you go. people can go on that on the calendar. It's on the website there. Or they can call me directly at the office. My telephone number is 928-777-1552. I'd be happy to get your information and either mail you one or email it to you.
Just if you call us and ask for Michelle. Well, I guess
Michelle Stacy Schroeder. Yeah,
you might not just ask for Michelle. There might be another Michelle.
No, I'm the only one.
Okay. And to be in the parade, it does not cost anything to enter.
There is no cost at all. You just fill out the information.
But it would be appropriate if you were, it was a veteran's type of presentation.
Yes. Yes. We ask them to be patriotic, respectful. Yeah. They can have music. Each entry can have music. You have to provide your own. We're going to have some marching bands.
Oh, good.
We've got lots of entries already from VFWs and American Legions and several different other veteran organizations.
VBA probably there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you'll have the Veterans Hospital. You'll have disabled vets and vets there as kind of honorary guests.
Yes. APS has partnered with U.S. Vets to bring the U.S. vets out there. That's an organization that helps veterans in the community. So APS has partnered with them, so they'll be bringing a bunch of U.S. vets along with them. And we've got Girl Scouts handing out flags prior to the parade starting, and they're going to walk in it, and Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts and Young Marines and you name it, we're going to have everybody there.
It's going to be wonderful, and it's a fitting tribute to our veterans from all branches of the service, from all the activities that they've been involved with, whether it's World War II and on to today. And this is the perfect town for that.
I just love it.
Yeah.
It's such a great town to be in for these types of events.
All right. Michelle, I suspect we'll have you and maybe Mary Dillinger on before the parade.
Oh, yeah. We'd love to be back. We'll talk about it again.
We'll find something to talk about. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Thank you all for listening to the Thursday Roundtable. This is Chuck Roberts, and stay tuned for the great one, Mark Levin, on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM in the Verde Valley, and online at KQNA.com. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.